lots of bone staff within his house one night, and he was just an ill-doing, nasty man who wasn't very good at all. Never did any kindness, never did any good to anybody. And this sort of wears on folk and caused them to be hunchback and crippled and just a sour face on them. Anyway, he got the name in the community Bone Staff because it was hunchback, he had to walk with a stick. And he walked to a whale's rib boat.
He used a stick to get round him, which was a whale bone. It was a whale's rib. And he used this for a staff to walk around because he had a limp, because he'd been kicked a horse or something. I don't know how his demise had come, but he had a limp anyway, and he used to carry the stick, which was made of whale bone, which was a rib of a whale, and it was of the suitable length for him to walk around with.
He had a whale bone as a walking stick, which I have dabbled in a few whales lying about the beach, and you would find a whale rib you could make a walking stick out of. Well, we put a covert here in it, but if you're bow-legged, it would be handy for not knocking against your knees.
Bone staff was at Wynnock down here. Bone staff lowered the ship ashore.
Her name appears to have been the Johanna Maria, or Johanna Maria, because she was registered in London. She appears to have been loaded with pickled salmon, and that gives her the name, or the local name's the Salmon Ship. It was loaded in Banff and then cleared by Aberdeen's customs on the 5th of October 1761. She was bound for Rotterdam, and she was driven here north by heavy weather and then ended up in...
He went and he stood on what was called the Salmon Rock, which was a rock just out in the water a wee bit.
His younger years had stood on this rock with a lit faggot, and the ship was either in distress or came into the bay. Whether he intended to help them or harm them, drive them ashore, he never said, but he'd stood with his faggot, and either the ship itself became lost or wrecked, or they took to a small boat and got lost, the crew, that is, when they attempted to land where he had indicated.
Anyway, this made the ship think it was a turning into Escapa Flow, I think. It's the only way that I can think he lured the ship in. So the ship turned to get in, and it went ashore on the cliffs there. And Bone Staff was just such glee and happiness at this. He seen the cargo coming off and all sorts of trinkets and treasures. So he was collecting this off the beach. Anyway, one man made it to the beach. One fella was just alive on the beach. Anyway, Bone Staff goes to him and goes and speak and just goes to see this man, probably see if he's got anything in his pockets to take. And the fella, Bone Staff, looks down, recognises him. And the fella with his last few dying breaths looks at Bone Staff and goes,
"Oh, unto the Bone Staff, and an ill death may thee dee, if thou hadna kindled this cussed fire or night ye keep at sea."
Anyway, at that, the poor man died.
As he got older, this Bone Staff, he had tended to being a bit dotty and going out late at night and wandering about and coming back in. There must have been other members of his family in the house, because he came in the house one night a bit distressed, should we say, and he had met the crew of this ship that he'd wrecked in his youth.
He feels the ship around him. He feels it bobbing in the water. He hears it crash on the rocks. He hears the men scream in panic to try to get to safety. He feels the men grab at him to pull him under as they drown. And he's there getting dragged under in that ship. And he wakes up in a cold and wet sweat. And this happens every single night that he goes to sleep till he cannot take it anymore. He knew the ill he had done, so he hung himself.
And he's buried at the corner of the kirkyard next here. you know, when you drive into Burnock, he's buried just outside of the corner, because the suicides are all buried at the end of the kirk next here, but outside the wall.
It's been indicated to me that he was buried outside the dyke at St Mary's, which would indicate that it was very probably a suicide, because they wouldn't allow them in the consecrated ground.
And that is why he's buried on the corner outside the church at Burnock.